Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Well, I'm going to use my tape recorder today. New ideas. And today's idea is on two things: cognitive disordinance and also embodiment. Okay, there's two topics there, two bits of context that I need to explore. So what do I know about embodiment? I'll go with that first. We talk about, you know, I used to hear these words, but I used to ignore them because I never understood them. I couldn't even put a definition or even put my thumb or finger or whatever on it because, when you don't understand something, you have no reasoning ability to make sense of it, then it is kind of confusing, and then that kind of hits the self-confidence and self-esteem. You think that something wrong with me, but there's nothing wrong with us and we're enough. But the thing is, you know, when you've embodied something, you know, when take the idea that when you practice playing a ukulele or a guitar and you got to keep practicing, you know, practicing playing those chords, and all of a sudden what happens is you start feeling, connecting your fingers with the noise and the brain, and you make a connection with that instrument, that ukulele, those strings, and you start hearing the tunes when you've done the right one, or you've taken the tutorials, and you just keep practicing those tutorials, and what happens is we naturally, with enough practice, enough awareness, we naturally become embodied into the tunes, into the feel of the instrument, and we become one and connected with that instrument. And then through practice and practice and practice, then yes, that is just such a beautiful way to build up our talents by embodiment. Embodiment, you know, need to look into that. It's such a gift to us as human beings, you know, to embody what we practice. I know that I've been driving teaching as an instructor of driving for many, many years, and I've embodied this particular practice where I have a real purpose in serving to others and that they can actually be safe on our roads. I also have an embodiment, a supernatural embodiment, with holistic health and fitness, and helping people feel into something, to how to live a quality life. So naturally what I do is when I feel my embodiment, I want to share this with everyone, you know, like I want them to feel the happiness that I'm feeling inside of me. I want to share. So this is what, to me, embodiment of something means. It's a feeling of our practice, feeling of the spiritual gifts that we have, the supernatural gifts that we need to share. As if, well, I'm just kind of a vessel, that something else is coming through me, and I need to be able to share this embodiment. So I think I've had fun with that one. The other one is the other part. The thought today to come up to me was part two. This word, again, I had no idea where it came from, and how we are simply how we think. Let's break down the two words. Okay, cognitive disordinance. Now those words are powerful. Cognitive means the ability to think. We are what we think. We are what we think. I think it comes from someone like Sartre. And we are what we think, but, and this then becomes disordinance, means this, we are disordered thinking, disordinance. I have to look into that word a bit more, because I still don't have a pure definition on it. But I know one thing, by researching and by finding out more, it's a very common two words used in psychology to make sure that, or to make us aware that anxiety is caused by cognitive disorders, meaning that we're stuck in something, the between thinking. I know we all have two voices, okay? One is a negative voice, one's a positive voice. Two minds at once. Wouldn't it be, how beautiful would it be for you to actually be clear of what you want to do, what you want to embody, to be clear? What a wonderful way to live. You would not, and we need not to be going into the zone of cognitive disordience. Now, it was made very clear to me because a very close friend of mine, got a few friends actually suffering from this. We're all actually, I can't say suffering, just human nature actually, are actually influenced. So we're influenced. We're all influenced about this unless we start to realize it. We can be trapped in this cognitive disordance, and I keep saying until I get it right. Trapped in, not even aware that we're into it. And a lot of our ego is really attached to this, you know. Our ego is creating this. It's causing like a blind spot in our lives. What more can I tell you about cognitive disordinance? Yeah, and once again, I want to emphasize how wonderful would it be if we were clear on our actions, on our way of living, and not be in two minds. At the moment, I'm creating content. This is content for my self-development and holistic health and fitness program I'm running in the life coaching arena, and this is just so powerful. As I said, I've got this from material come up to me, not by only witnessing my friends, close friends of mine that are actually being influenced by this. Also, it's very commonly used or identified or practiced by a lot of psychologists and counselors out there who know that most of us are really messed up because we're in two minds. And that's basically what it means. And our mind is nothing more. Here's another point. Our mind is nothing but a computer, and always inputting data. And we, you know, always, not even sometimes about having the ability, we have the power of reasoning. But sometimes we don't even take ownership of that reasoning. And the mind just wants, or is always creating a reason to feel unhappy, sad, or even to cause chaos in us and with the others too. So, cognitive disordinance. Yeah, we can go to war because of this, you know. We can have self-conflict. We can have a conflict with the world. Peacekeeping, okay? if someone was into international relationships, the courses that if you're studying that course, this is the major psychology of human society. What else can I say? But anyway, it's been very empowering thought to me today, and I thought I'd just share that and record that here and put some value and light on how important it is. It's to not get affected by other people, and that, and if we're affected, then we give away our power, and therefore we go into anxieties, and there's no need for that because it's just someone else's opinion, okay? And that's just conflict, and maybe it's just their insecurities when they go into this cognitive disordance in themselves, thinking from the base of insecurity, and matching their values up. And sometimes in values, are we wrong or right? I don't think that, you know, that's why we say that there's no wrong or right answer. And once we realize that, maybe we don't go into, we have less anxiety in life and conflict to deal with. So I guess if we're really aware of this, where this leads to is much more of into the flow of life and less on the ebb side of life. So, much more on this. I'm just going to close now, and I really hope that you've enjoyed this inspiration I'm working on today. And it's just through my experiences, because, yes, I did have some anxieties and yesterday, and from my story now, I'm sharing, because I needed to dive inside me and find out my inner truths and have a reasoning why I'm getting anxiety. Apart, this is the major player in that area, and it was actually hidden in my subconscious, and I couldn't actually work it out, but I found out. So and hopefully, maybe if you have some anxieties and you need to deal with them, maybe just start taking some deep breathing, be mindful of why you have anxieties, and start jotting down the reason, because your consciousness, our consciousness, yes, we know why. We know why we have anxieties, but stay to it, identify it, embody it, and find out. So yeah, over and out. So thank you for listening, and it's been a while since I've made a podcast, but this is a good one. So yeah, if you want to share something with me about this, or you think you might need a little bit of help with anxieties, or just making your life a little bit smoother, I'm here for you. We're all here together for this. And blessings on your day, and have a fantastic one. That's Nick here from Holistic Health and Fitness Coaching. Thank you for listening.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.